Handa ka na ba sa isa na namang episode ng Kwentutan Podcast, Pinoy Sex Stories? Make sure to follow us on Spotify and hit that notification bell to get updates sa paglabas ng bagong episode.
Anyway, going back to your relationship, since you said that you are currently in a relationship, what's the difference between the open relationship you had now and yung view mo of open relationship that you would have had in the past?
Okay. I'd say yung current open relationship ko ngayon ay super different to what I would have thought of it before. And then again, I would come back to the point na he cheated first before he proposed an open relationship. And at the moment, I was still pretty young, not that knowledgeable about relationships at all. So wala pa masyadong idea ko yung open relationship at the moment ng time na yun. Pero right now, yung current open relationship namin with my current boyfriend ay fruitful, I'd say. Very, very, very fruitful. Hindi ko siya ma-encapsulate sa isang word aside sa fruitful. Kasi I think we've gotten way, way stronger in our relationship when we opened it around 2020. So a little bit of background. So my boyfriend and I, we met on Grindr. So Grindr kami nag-meet. And I think lang yon. I think glitch lang yon na nag-match kami or like nakita niya ako tapos tinap niya ako, tinap ba ako siya. Kasi I was in Manila time and he was in Cavite. That was like kilometers and kilometers apart. So hindi rin naman ma-explain kung paano kami nagkasalubong bigla sa Grindr. Kasi I haven't been to Cavite for quite some time around the time that we met. So, dyan ako chinat. Chat kami doon. Nag-chat kami doon. And pumunta siya sa akin sa university just to date me. And he was working very low salary, low pay grade work. But he gave a lot of resources para lang puntahan ako dito. And ako pumunta din ako sa kanila sa Cavite. But then, COVID struck. And we were still dating for like 6 months. Nakaka-6 months pa lang kami noon. Then nag-lockdown. So, our mode of communication was basically just chats and video calls and calls. Then, medyo na feel ko at the moment na he was getting frustrated then with the relationship. Kasi wala na kami masyadong physical interactions. Walang bagong nangyayari since puro lang chat, yada yada. Puro lang calls. And much like Pusa, yung current boyfriend ko wala siyang masyadong sexual experiences pa when we met. Like, I was his fourth boyfriend. Pero yung exes niya, he didn't have much sexual experience then with them. And he was in a ultra-traditional religion. Kaya ang daming constraints sa buhay niya na nag-prevent sa kanya to express sexuality. And napag-usapan namin yun, red flag agad. Like, woo, 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 red flag, red flag. Red flags in the sense na ayoko na gusto ko na siyang iwan. Red flags in the sense na, oh shit, it's happening again. This is very much like the stories that Pusa told me when we were talking. And I slowly introduced yung idea ng open relationship sa kanya.
Oh, so ikaw yung introduce this time.
Ako yung introduce this time. Sabi ko, putang ina, uunahan ko na. Uunahan ko na. Learning from my past experience with Pusa, uunahan ko na. Ako na yung mag-open ng discussion for open relationship kasi alam ko na hindi niya pa masyadong alam yung idea. And I was thinking na maybe he didn't trust me enough pa at the time then to indulge me with his ideas kung naisip niya na ba yung open relationship or hindi pa. So I had to take the first step. I stood up for the relationship kasi I wanted this to work. I love you so much. I want this to work at the time. So ako na yung nag-suggest. Ako na yung nag-open ng discussion. Learning from my past experiences na ayoko na siyang antayin pa na isa yung mag-suggest kasi hindi ko alam if it trusted me enough. We've only been dating for 6 months. We're kilometers and kilometers apart. We're not from the same university. We had a lot of different beliefs, different ideas. Pero I wanted the relationship to work on the get-go. Kaya inopen ko yung discussion about the open relationship. We started the open relationship setup with chats. Gumawa kami ng isang Tinder account. And we learned apparently na you can use one account in Tinder but two users are using that particular account remotely at the same time.
Pwede pala yun.
Isang account lang.
Simultaneous
Oo,
those
isang account
different
lang.
locations.
Yes. And gumawa kami ng profile namin together doon sa Tinder and then we swipe, 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 swipe. May mga nakausap sa Tinder. So, yung chat namin sa Tinder with the other person, may ano namin, may initials. Like, initial ko, D, then colon, then linya, and then siya, initials niya, then colon, linya. Para lang malaman nung person na kausap namin kung sino yung nagsisend. Kasi, lalabas lang siya as one thread from one person. And, doon nag-start. Doon nag-start. May mga nakachat kami, then napunta sa Telegram, or sa Tinder lang, and then, sext ba ito matatawag? Like,
sexting?
I think, yeah. I think sext yun. Then, sexting, threesome sexting with
wow.
People, with random. Had several group people sexting with each other. So, may ano daw mga kung sino-sino tao na super interested sa aming dalawa kasi feel nila like, oh, getting two stones with this kind of group of people na gusto makipag-sex sa mag-jowa or yada yada. Pero since walang pwedeng lumabas during lockdown, we had no choice but to do sexting instead. So, we started the open relationship na kaming dalawa. Yung involved doon sa sexual stuff. And then we slowly progress sa separate sexual interactions with other people. Like, makipag-hook up siya, makikipag-hook up ako. And then we had our actual threesomes na several times, like 4 times, nung magkasama na kami. We're living in together na for 2 years. So magpa-5 years na kami sa coming September. And then, ayun, so we've had a lot of sexual encounters during our open relationship period. And ang rule lang namin talaga is always safety first. Whenever we're gonna have a hookup with someone, sisend namin kung sining person or saan, just in case. Para alam namin kung nasaan yung isa't isa. And number two, never bareback. Getting on prep not an excuse to go without condom. So always, always condoms kasi we had to be responsible with our bodies kasi hindi lang kaming dalawa yung nag-share sa katawan namin. Mga ibang tao pang nakikipag-share or nakiki-enjoy din sa physical relationships with us. So, ayun lang yung dalawang rules namin. And we allowed ourselves to fall in love with someone else outside the relationship. Yes, you can do it if we find someone who can fit something inside our hearts, yes, it's fine, that's okay, that's great, that's good. And I'd say the open relationship really melded everything together. Kasi from opening the relationship, he also realized na he identifies as a poly person, a polygamous, polyamorous to be exact, polyamorous. He identifies as a polyamorous person. Ako, I don't really identify as a polyamorous person, pero he does. So from opening the relationship na build up into identity formation niya, so nag-start yung journey niya sa sexuality niya with me and with other people who we trust because of that open relationship. It didn't constrict our romance, it actually expanded it. There is this certain kind of joy of enjoying another person, like a third party, together with your partner, and you guys are all having a great time. And there is also this kind of joy na mag-uusap kayo together ng jowa mo, tapos magtatawa na lang kayo sa mga experiences nyo with other people during the open relationship. And then the people he met, we become friends with, or we've had discussions with. And there is satisfaction in knowing that sex isn't the only foundation of our relationship. Ayun na yung viewpoint ko ngayon sa open relationship, at least for open relationship done right. Open relationship will take away the limit of the romance with just sex. Kasi a lot of people in gay relationships will think na sobrang halaga ng sex para like makip yung foundation or makip yung stability ng relationship, romantic relationship ninyo. Yes, that is true. In open relationship, sex will just be another of the dance, another part of the relationship. Not the part of it. Not the actual relationship itself. So, ayun yung gawa ng open relationship sa amin ngayon. We've met a lot of people, met a lot. We're experiencing good physical activities with many people. people we trust. And may napag-usapan kami before we go to bed. May napag-usapan kami mga tao. And it's just so freeing. It's a happy relationship. Walang biro. Walang bahid ng rose-colored glasses. Walang pambubola sa mga sinasabi ko.
Mm-mm.
Ayun.
Siguro kasi, ako, I had also experiences with open relationships, but not inside one. Like, I would have encounters with people who are in open relationships. Pero, eh, ang question ko kasi dun sa situation na yun, kunwari, is how do you think that the third person is feeling, or the people that you have sex with or that your partner has sex with are feeling?
That's a question, no? Also, one practice na ginagawa namin is we already say to the other person that we're in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that they're gonna ask, kapag nag-sex ba yung dalawa, kasama ba yung other person?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we say no. Hindi yung kay- so I think in many cases, the only thing that the other, I think in many cases, the thing or the emotion na nafe-feel agad ng third person ay, I think fear. Yung fear na maging homewrecker.
Mm-hmm.
I think yung fear na baka maging cause siya ng pagkasira ng relasyon or magamit ng isang cheater. So one way na we acknowledge that is we are honest with the people who are we gonna have sex with. We are in an open relationship. We don't have to go in together with this hookup. This can just be between you and me. And this is all consensual. We take care of our bodies. We take care of ourselves. And we assure them na you don't have to have sex then with the other person. You don't have to feel like you're gonna destroy the relationship. Kasi we are doing this in full knowledge na we love each other and we trust you enough. We trust you enough to understand. Pero if you're no longer into it, then we can just stay friends, stay unsexual or no, with no physical touch. Ganun.
Mm-mm. And I like how you describe your relationship nyo, or at least yung connection nyo with other people. Kasi parang you still treat them as human beings. Kasi...
Oo naman, grabe.
Eh, grabe naman. Kasi some people are just, especially kapag couple, they invite these people. They say that it's an open relationship, ganun, ganun. But they just see them as like sexual toys, ganun. Or people to chat. Parang booty calls and stuff like that. And I guess that's how some people look at it. Pero, ayun, ang mahirap lang kasi, for example, you're the third person in an open relationship with a couple. Mas priority nila, syempre, yung dalawa. And ikaw, nasa labas ka nun. So, kunwari lang, yung I have a person kasi na is in an open relationship. We have good sex together. Pero kapag ako yung nag-aya, palagi siyang hindi pwede. Pero kapag siya yung nag-aya, palagi naman akong pwede. So, yun yung pangit din in a sense. Kasi kahit na mabait in person, most of the time naman, you're not together and you only talk to each other virtually. Diba? Ganun. Pero, ayun. Mm-hmm. I guess it just depends talaga on the type of person that you are and the type of people that you're dealing with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sa amin kasi, we see, at least sa amin ha, hindi ka namin yayayain makipag-sex with either kaming dalawa together or with just ourselves if we don't see you as a good person or as a person we would like to be friends with. I'd say, ganun yung view namin. So, we try our best to treat sex as family. And wala pa kasi kami sa point ng relationship namin na meron kami talagang third person na dinidate, like the romantic date. Kasi yung experiences naman namin with other people and with the friends that we have now ay clear na for sex lang and for good times lang, yung wala pang romantic attraction towards either of us.
Mm-mm.
Wala pa akong sabi about doon sa case na yung third person ay nai-echapuera nung open relationship kasi we've never had that experience yet. And a lot of the times, yung mga nakakausap naming person ay hindi naman siya, how do I say this, hindi sila required na magustuhan din or magkaroon ng relationship with the other person. So it's still between the third person, the other person, and one of us. Pag may times na mag-aaya, titig na lang yung schedule, pero not necessarily may nai-ichapwera or like may dehado doon sa current scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gets ko naman, parang may freedom pa rin to see how things go. Pero parang yun, may freedom to see how things go. Kung umalis, di umalis. Well, parang ganun. If it happens, it happens. It's open to happen. But if it's not, it's fine.
For anyone who's listening na kinukonsider yung pag-open ng relationship to fix or to strengthen their relationship, the first thing that you guys will experience ay doubt. A lot of doubt. Ida-doubt mo yung sarili mo, ida-doubt mo yung partner mo, ida-doubt mo yung pa-sexting nyo, yung kakantutan ninyo, or anyone na ikaka-hook up ninyo. And it's important to voice out and listen to those doubts. Yung doubts na yun yung magli-lead ng foundation ng open relationship ninyo when they are handled right. Don't leave your doubts in the dark. Let them out in the light para ma-work out nyo siya together.
Yeah.
Yun lang.
Communication talaga is key. Ayun. So thank you again, David, and for guesting in the podcast. How was your experience naman?
Oo, oh, nakakakaba.
Gabi naman.
Ano yung
kapado ka pa niyan?
Ganun ka, ano? Hindi ka super sexual people. So a lot of the times, yung mga sex namin, like vanilla, pero like siya, papakain ka namin after. Kahit nasa open relationship kami, hindi kami super sexual ng mga tao. Kaya nape-pressure ako ng slight na, shit, baka mamaya yung mga kwento ko dito very vanilla lang din.
Ay, hindi. Hindi naman. Actually, I really like your story. Kasi yung we have stories na sex-sex lang talaga. Pero this one, kasamang feelings, may kasamang lessons learned. And I think that a lot of people will really enjoy it. So, ayun. Thank you again, David, for guesting on the podcast. I hope you had a great time. You're always welcome to come back. Ayun.
Thank you so much for having me. Na-impart ako. Very, very nice. Thank you so much.
And thank you guys and see you next week. Bye!
Masarapan po ba kayo sa isa na namang episode ng Kwentutan Podcast? Kung nasatisfy po namin ng pleasures nyo, i-rate yun naman po kami ng 5 stars dito sa Spotify. At alam nyo bang pwede kayong mag-sponsor ng episode for as low as 20 pesos? Just click the sponsor and episode link sa description and your help will go a long way sa pag-produce ng more fun and juicy Kwentutan content. Meron ba kayong thoughts about the episode? You can tweet us at KwentutanPod sa Twitter. At nagla-live rin po kami sa Twitter Spaces. Pwede kayong makitambay at kung meron kayong mga tanong, pwede rin namin sagutin yon live. Kung meron kayong sex story that you want to share or you want to guest sa podcast, pwede nyo po kaming i-email at kwentutanpodcast@gmail.com. Pwede rin po kayong mag-message sa Instagram at kwentutanpodcast and Twitter at kwentutanpod. Lahat po ng link na ito nasa description of this episode. Thank you guys! See you next week! Bye!